This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. U.S. intelligence officials are pinning the order that led to the killing of a Washington Post columnist on the Saudi crown prince. Here's AP's Mike Gracia.
U.S. intelligence officials have concluded Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the killing of writer and royal family critic Jamal Khashoggi, according to a U.S. official familiar with the finding. The official spoke on condition of anonymity. The Saudi government denies any official sanction, but admits Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd. Saudi Arabia announced this week it will seek the death penalty against five men suspected in the killing. In Istanbul Friday, funeral prayers were held for Khashoggi. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And in U.S. politics, the Democratic Party candidate in the state of Georgia's governor's race, Stacey Abrams, has ended her challenge in the closely fought election but vowed to bring a lawsuit against what she called the state's gross mismanagement of the voting.
But to watch an elected official who claims to represent the people in this state baldly pin his hopes for election on the suppression of the people's democratic right to vote has been truly appalling.
Abrams told a news conference she is not conceding the win to her opponent, former Republican Secretary of State Brian Kemp, and she accused him of using his position to interfere with the vote, an allegation he has strongly denied. And in the state of Florida, the Senate race remains unresolved there with a hand count underway. The United States is moving ahead with efforts to harden its critical infrastructure against cyber attacks by foreign countries as well as criminal actors. President Trump signed legislation creating a new government agency to be in charge of protecting a variety of vital systems, from the nation's electric grid to its election infrastructure. This is VOA News. Officials in the U.S. state of California say the number of people missing from the deadliest wildfire in the state's history has risen now to more than 1,000 and says the death toll has increased to 71. President Trump is scheduled to visit California today. AP's Ed Donahue reports that residents of the state have mixed feelings about the president's visit.
Ron Smith lost his home in Paradise, California. He hopes President Trump brings relief.
Bring the president. Bring the Congress. Bring them all. Take a look at this.
Charlotte Harkness also lost her home. She likes the president's gesture, but thinks he should stay home.
It's already a zoo here, and I don't care who the president is. He needs to wait.
Terry Lee feels local people are doing a great job, and the president is not needed.
I think it's just showboating. He'll come in and try to take credit after he's insulted the firefighters.
The president had posted a tweet blaming wildfires on poor forest management. He later thanked firefighters for their incredible courage. I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said today Washington will not back down from its trade dispute with China, and even said doubling its tariffs might happen unless Beijing bows to U.S. demands. In a bluntly worded speech at the APEC summit in Papua New Guinea, Pence said the U.S. has taken decisive action to address its trade imbalance with China. He also spoke about Washington's commitment to the Indo-Pacific region.
Across the board, we've taken decisive action. And the United States' commitment to the Indo-Pacific has never been stronger.
Vice President Pence said the U.S. has sought to better its relationship with the Indo-Pacific, and it's been successful. The White House has been ordered by a federal judge to return CNN correspondent Jim Acosta's White House press credentials, which it had suspended after a testy exchange the journalist had with President Trump during a news conference. Acosta has expressed his gratitude for the support he received in the past week since the incident took place. And President Trump said the entire issue was about proper behavior by the White House press corps.
Total freedom of the press. That's very important to me. It's more important to me than anybody would believe. But you have to act with respect. You're in the White House. And when I see the way some of my people get treated at press conferences, it's terrible. So we're setting up a certain standard, which is what the court is requesting. And always freedom of the press, always First Amendment. But that's the way it is.
CNN had filed a lawsuit claiming Acosta's First Amendment rights were compromised by the action, as well as the right to due process. They asked for a temporary injunction restoring his credentials while the lawsuit continued, which is what the judge granted. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.